Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Death in Dark Blue by Julia Buckley, narrated by Rebecca Mitchell. An excerpt from Death on the Danube. Margot knew the boat was there, floating just beneath the Szechenyi Landsied, the bridge which separated Buda from Pest. She made her way down a hillside fragrant with windflower, certain that she'd heard the signal from the man who waited. Her heart hammered in her chest, but she told herself she only had to find a path through the dark and climb into the vessel before morning, when they would certainly learn that she was gone. The chilly night air had a hint of mist, and she pulled her cloak more tightly around her. She never saw the man until he loomed up before her and blocked her path, and she screamed before she realized that she needed to remain silent. 1. Perhaps it would never have happened if the weather had not been so cold. From Death on the Danube. I opened my eyes to see that ice had formed on my bedroom window, as though delicate, artistic fingers had traced complicated swirls and spires on a glass canvas. So lovely, but so cold. Blue Lake in winter was not for the weak, and certainly not for someone who had never experienced the occasional extremes of Midwestern weather. I pulled my quilt more securely around me, wanting to steal a few more moments of warmth before I darted to the bathroom, with its cold floor and colder countertop. Beside me lay a warm ball of fur called Lestrade, who had taken to Blue Lake from the start. I had always heard that cats resented relocation, but Lestrade had proved to be quite flexible, not only about his new abode,